Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day, build momentum, and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Yesterday, I reintroduced some of the visualization techniques that I kind of bogarted from the Netflix documentary Stutz with Jonah Hill. And I want to wrap up that series with one more of the visualization practices that was shared in the documentary that I got a lot from. This one is a practice to break through more negative thought cycles or rumination, and it's called the grateful flow. If you think of your unhappiness as a black cloud blocking the sun, how can you penetrate that cloud and allow the light to come back in? According to Stutz, the best way through is with gratitude. Gratitude gives us the ability to break through any haze of negativity. So the grateful flow is about creating a more concentrated sense of gratitude within our own minds. There is also a tool that he shares that allows us to process loss. As most people do have a hard time processing grief and loss even before the loss occurs, Stutz says there's some potency in non-attachment. In other words, you should fearlessly pursue the things that you want, but you should also teach yourself to be completely unafraid to let them go. Stutz says to imagine yourself hanging from a branch. Imagine what happens when you let go. In his loss processing visualization, the falling is gentle, and Stutz recommends visualizing your physical body falling onto the surface of the sun. Once you hit, imagine your physical body, which Stutz refers to as your instrument of possession, will completely disappear and be absorbed into the sun's tremendous energy. You will then be transformed into light. In other words, you are everywhere and you can expand as quickly as you'd like. And instead of grasping, all you can do is give. And these tools, conceptually, are simple steps or actions that can create that forward momentum that we're often really seeking when we're in the throes of grief or pain or loss or tragedy. So these visualization tools can become the tools that change our inner state almost immediately by taking unpleasant experiences and thoughts and ruminations and fears and transforming them into the opportunities. And I think the reason I geeked out about Stutz so much is because he, like me, prefers a more active approach to therapy rather than sitting back and listening. And he says his goal is to find out what his patients truly want and to give them tangible, actionable steps to get there. And that truly does speak to me. I think it's really important to keep things simple and manageable but also accessible, so we can do them at any time. Because unfortunately, those realities of the aspect of life that we can't avoid, such as pain, constant work, and uncertainty, often don't give us the warning that we deserve to avoid them or to prepare for them. So if we're ever in that shit unexpectedly, which is usually how it happens, having a toolbox like this filled with resources that you can access and take advantage of at your own pace, on your own time, and in a capacity that works for you really can make a difference. And I feel like every time I hear about a visualization technique, it often sounds silly and stupid and too simple and too good to be true. But anytime I sit and do the visualization technique, I realize how effectively it does work to get the ball rolling in a more proactive, productive, and positive direction. And when you're struggling, that's really all we're looking for. Changing our life won't be something that happens overnight, and healing isn't something that we can just turn on and do. But the processing part of things can definitely get a lot easier by acknowledging and utilizing resources that we do have in our toolkit when they do apply, and adapting them for when they don't. And I think that does it for all of the Stutz tools. I did the first episode and then completely forgot that I didn't share all of the tools, stumbled upon that page, and realized how much valuable content I was missing from that series. So sorry it's been 3 months or something since I watched that movie, but I finally finished the notes. I love y'all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.